Amazon jungle is the world's largest rainforest. It's spread across 9 South American countries, with Peru having the second largest share of it. Sharing the living space of some of nature's most fascinating biodiversity, around 700,000 Amazonian natives also live in Peru's Amazon basin, an area over 3 times the size of the United Kingdom. While most Amazonians have been at least partly assimilated to modernity, a few tribes are said to be living in the very same way in which their ancestors lived hundreds of years ago. Known as the uncontacted, these tribal people are said to inhabit recondite parts of the rainforest, keeping away from the reach of civilization. Jonathan Mazower is a representative of Survival International, a London-based NGO dedicated to the protection of tribal peoples across the world.
When you look at the uncontacted tribes of the Amazon, what you have to look at this in the light of a historic event, which was the rubber boom that swept through the whole of the western half of the Amazon more than 100 years ago, when European companies were set up to collect wild rubber, and they used the indigenous population to do that. And they basically enslaved the Indians, who suffered terribly during this process. It's thought that around 90% of the indigenous population of the whole of the Western Amazon were wiped out during this time. Most of the isolated indigenous peoples in the Amazon are actually the descendants of people who survived the rubber boom.
When the rubber boom was over, the extraction of illegal timber replaced it as the main threat to the isolated Amazonians, although in a much smaller scale. But, more recently, a bigger danger has emerged, putting at risk the subsistence of the uncontacted tribes. After going back on his electoral promises that spoke of favoring the impoverished peasantry, Peruvian President Alan Garcia committed himself to the signing of the Free Trade Agreement with the United States. Unfortunately for President Garcia, the ratification of the Free Trade Agreement was postponed when the U.S. Congress demanded that Peru change its domestic laws to secure a predictable legal framework for U.S. investors. Garcia had to act quickly and amend Peruvian legislation on time before President Bush left the White House.
In ese contexto, nosotros le dimos facultades legales y se emitieron más de 100 decretos legislativos para implementar el Tratado de Libre Comercio, que es muy importante para el país, que se incrusta en la política de apertura de nuestros mercados al mundo y a un mercado tan importante como el de Estados Unidos.
Determined to please Washington at any rate, Garcia hurriedly passed new legislation that provided a series of generous benefits for U.S. and other foreign investors. The new laws also secured access to gas and oil resources in up to 75% of Peru's Amazon basin, an area almost as big as France.
It's the U.S., it's the big consumer societies that are pushing for this. And so if we want to criticize it, we have to criticize the consumption that's going on. I mean, Europe and the U.S., now China, India, are beginning to consume all the rest of the world's resources. And there are those here in Peru who would gladly sell them off, you know, at whatever price to make a quick profit, you know, with no vision to the future.
They have parceled up almost the whole of the Peruvian Amazon into oil and gas concessions, which they then put up for auction, and they sell them off to the highest bidder. And the oil and gas companies then go into the lots they have bid for and won to explore for oil. They will be drilling holes every so often, and they will be putting dynamite down those holes, and they will be exploding the charges, and they're picking up the echoes from the ground underneath. Now, very often, these parts of the Amazon are home to these very isolated indigenous groups who obviously have no idea of what's about to hit them.
The prospected oil development caused outrage among many sectors of the Peruvian population. Many voices of opposition cited its obvious negative impact on the environment and the disruption of the lives of hundreds of thousands of Amazonian natives. A few others also spoke of the danger for the subsistence of those very few inhabitants of the forest who cannot voice their concerns. the uncontacted. In order to reply to the many voices of opposition, President Garcia wrote a series of newspaper articles. In one of them, Garcia addressed the issue of the uncontacted natives.
The character of the non-contacted Amazonian native is something not known but only presumed, an excuse used by the so-called 21st century ecologists in order to justify for the Peruvian oil to stay below ground.
This was followed by declarations from a spokesperson from Perupetro, the government-owned Peruvian oil company, in which he compared the uncontacted tribes to the Loch Ness Monster. Then, Daniel Saba, the chairman of Perupetro himself, appeared on national television talking about this issue. Roger Rumrill is one of Peru's leading experts on Amazonian studies.
Lo que dijo Daniel Saba, el jefe de director de Perupetro, es francamente gracioso, ¿no? Pedía que le presente un no contactado. Yo tengo la impresión realmente que los verdaderos no contactados en el país son Daniel Saba y el presidente. Aislados, además, no contactados es la realidad peruana.
Soon after the declarations from the president and from Perupetro's chairman, a crew of German and Peruvian ecologists who were flying over Peru's Amazon basin spotted and filmed a group of members from the Mascopiro uncontacted tribe. Javier Velázquez Gasquén used to be the president of the Peruvian Congress and still is one of President Garcia's main allies. While he doesn't doubt the existence of the uncontacted, he has his own particular views on the topic.
No resulta paradójico que sigamos hablando en el país de no contactados, de civilizaciones que no tienen acceso a los beneficios que da la modernidad. Resulta paradójico que haya tendencias y corrientes de gente que se opone a que se modifique el status quo de estas comunidades. Sí es compatible el respeto a los derechos ancestrales de las comunidades con llevar los beneficios del progreso y del desarrollo. ¿Cómo es posible que en esa zona no puedan haber escuelas, que no puedan haber computadoras, que no pueda haber televisión, energía eléctrica?
But it seems that not even the government ministers agree amongst themselves on this topic. Antonio Brack is Peru's Minister for the Environment.
El señor Velázquez Gasquén, el presidente del Congreso, sus opiniones son muy respetables. Pero ¿cómo voy a traer modernidad yo a gente que son no contactados, que no sabemos ni qué idioma hablan?
The passing of the laws that opened up the Amazon for oil exploration proved to be one of Garcia's most unpopular moves. The footage we're watching shows a tribe of Amazonian natives who have been persuaded by a group of local businessmen to invade a private airport. The airport belongs to an oil company that operates in a remote part of the jungle. The businessmen wanted to force the oil company to employ their services. For this purpose, they offered a small amount of money to the natives in order to use them as cannon fodder. This triggered a bloody confrontation between the natives and the police. This clash was motivated by pure greed, a usual byproduct of oil development. The otherwise peaceful Achuar Indians ended up murdering a policeman and injuring a few others.
Él es el que ha victimado a uno de los policías y le ha disparado con la escopeta. Entre la máscara del policía.
Undeterred by the negative social impact that oil development was causing, and still fully determined to please the interests of Washington, Garcia pressed with the enforcement of the laws that opened up the Amazon to the oil companies. By this time, the legality of such laws was under heavy questioning.
Peru has actually signed up to the key international law on tribal peoples, which recognizes both tribal peoples' rights to the ownership of their traditional lands, and secondly, their rights to be consulted about developments that affect them. So they should not be offering those territories for oil and gas exploration without the consent of the indigenous people.
Indigenous Amazonians who live in the communities and are assimilated to modern life never gave their consent for the many oil exploration contracts signed by the government. This triggered an indigenous revolt that saw a further 35 people dead in 2009. The Peruvian courts declared the laws that allowed for the opening of the Amazon unconstitutional, and the government had to repeal them. Garcia then pledged to honor the government's obligations by calling for a consultation with the Amazonian communities. However, for obvious reasons, a small portion of such communities cannot be consulted, the uncontacted.
Are obviously not in a position to give their consent at all because they cannot understand the consequences of these activities. And so it's pretty obvious that the only sensible and safe thing to do in that situation is to keep outsiders out and to keep those areas off limits to the oil and gas companies.
In many cases, it is the Amazonians who have long since integrated to modernity, the ones who look after the interests of their uncontacted brothers.
Lot 107, it was an oil concession given out at the beginning of the Garcia government to the Petrolifera Company of Canada. It is on top of an area where we have two groups of uncontacted, unisolated Kakataibo peoples. And we managed to get the organization, the community organization, Fenacoca, to call a assembly for voting on whether the company should or should not do the seismic testing in the area where these uncontacted Kakataibo were living. And by this time, the company had already had the organization leaders under their pay. They were on the payroll of the company.
Someternos a la votación que no pase la línea en esa parte de la zona de esos de los hermanos Calatos.
Y por lo tanto, Petrolífera debe ser respetuoso de la decisión del pueblo.
First vote was something like 30 no to 2 yes. And there was a conference between the leaders of the organization and the company officials, and the leaders declared it null. That voting didn't count. So they went through arguments again why the company should be able to do it and so forth and so on. Did another voting, and the vote was 26 against and maybe 6-4. Again, a conference between the company officials and the leadership, they annulled that voting. They went through 4 votings. And in the final vote, the no vote came down to maybe 18. And the yes vote went up, but still the no vote won. The vote meant nothing, really, in the long run. And they went ahead with the seismic testing in those areas and found quite a bit of evidence of the existence of these people.
In the remotest regions of the southern Peruvian Amazon, some villagers have experienced encounters with the uncontacted tribes. In this part of the world, settlements where people live can only be reached after very long boat journeys across rivers rich in impressive wildlife.
Yo le puedo decir al gobierno, al presidente actual, que los hermanos no contactados sí existen, porque yo los he visto a 20 metros de distancia, quizás menos, unos 15 metros han estado así. O sea, primero nos han tirado flecha, ¿no? Nos han tirado, pero no así apuntando directo, ¿no? al cuerpo, sino hacia arriba, como haciendo espanto, corriéndonos, ¿no? Entonces yo gritaba, ¿no? En mi dialecto también caigo, ¿no? En Sabú, hermano, no me disparen, ¿no? No me flecheen. Entonces, ellos, medio que con la mímica, ellos han, creo que han comprendido y han bajado su flecha, ya no nos tiraban flechas. Esa gente no quiere civilizarse porque no, en su hábitat, y ellos prefieren estar feliz ahí, no estar así como nosotros, ya civilizados, con más problemas que el gobierno nos quiere atropellar, no invitando a empresas internacionales, como es el petroleras, ¿no? Entonces, que nos, a nosotros nomás nos va a afectar mucho.
Casi unos 50 personas estaban ya en la orilla, pero otros no han salido, estaban en el monte nomás, y imitando todas las cosas, animales, todos los animales estaban imitando. Y aplaudían también cuando le decimos aquí está Machete, y entonces ellos estaban aplaudiendo, diciendo, rieron, estaban gritando.
Nosotros vimos en la boca de esa quebrada ya unos 10 personas no contactaban. Nos miraban como monos, prendían sus flechas, así, en esta forma nos miraban. Ajá. Al frente de esa quebrada había una un lagarto de 4 metros, demasiado grande para nosotros, y estaba con flecha. Ellos habían picado y ellos querían recoger seguramente.
Jonathan Mazower strongly believes that the natives living in isolation do not want to be contacted.
There have been quite a few examples in recent decades of oil workers or loggers who've been operating in indigenous territories being attacked and in some cases killed by these isolated indigenous groups who quite understandably see them as invaders, as enemies, as a threat.
Cuando bajamos de arriba, ahí le hemos encontrado ya nuestros paisanos. Y de ahí casi me flechean a mí, yo estaba manejando el motor. Estaba manejando y mi papá, otro, mi tío. Y me dio con flecha, acá ha pasado.
Vinieron de arriba y de la quebrada y de abajo y del otro lado. Entonces, y aquí nosotros, ¿qué hemos hecho? Hemos bajado y nos hemos ido hacia por abajo. Y de esa manera que nos hemos escapado ya. Y ahí han entrado, han llevado todito. Nuestras ropas, todo de la cocina, olla, machete, hacha. Todo han dejado la casa limpia.
Despite being able to live with no clothes in a jungle where an average civilized man would be likely to perish within days, the uncontacted Indians are vulnerable to the simple health hazards of the modern world. Very few oil exploration projects were carried out before the passing of the controversial laws of President Garcia. However, some of these proved fatal to uncontacted Indians, vulnerable to diseases such as the common flu.
The story of Shell in southeast Peru during the 1980s. They had been looking for oil in the Peruvian Amazon for a long time, and one of the areas they went into was home of a very isolated indigenous group called the Nahua, who previously had quite a fearsome reputation which had kept people out. Now, after Shell had done their exploration work there, they left, but the tracks that they had opened up into the forest were used by illegal loggers. And they did meet the Nahua, and very quickly the Nahua succumbed to epidemics of disease, and around half the entire population died.
The Nahua wasn't the only tribe who suffered human losses as a consequence of the first contact with the outside world. The Murunawa Indians followed a similar fate.
Al llegar a esta comunidad de raya, comenzó a agarrar la enfermedad, se murieron. 100% murieron los calatos y los restos se vivieron. Esa gente que está viviendo sigue viviendo. Los ancianitos, los viejitos, no aguantaban, morían con enfermedad, con dolor de cabeza, con gripe. Nunca no conocido ellos esa enfermedad.
In 1995, Jorge lost an eye after being shot by illegal loggers during first contact. In his original dialect, he explains us what happened to his people.
No,
no sabe pin, casta pin, eso pin, najo no pipo de dabi, la pescada, najo no pipo de, casta no pipo de bachillos, no tache pillo po de ba.
Several spottings of the uncontacted natives have been reported in specific parts of the rainforest. Because of the overwhelming evidence gathered, in recent years the Peruvian government created 5 national reserves for the people living in voluntary isolation.
Aquí hay 3 reservas o territorios de reserva para indígenas no contactados, 2 parques nacionales y esta es una zona protegida. Ahora, en parques nacionales no se puede explotar petróleo, ni gas, ni madera, ni nada. En los territorios de no contactados sí, y allí está el problema de los que hicieron la ley en aquel tiempo.
Mayta Capac Alatrista is the president of the INDEPA, the Peruvian government's Institute for the Development of the Amazonian, Andean and Afro-Peruvian peoples.
La protección que el Estado brinda a estos pueblos en contacto o en contacto inicial o en aislamiento voluntario son en zonas reservadas, son en zonas que no pueden ser violentadas por comerciantes, por taladores informales de madera, por la pesca artesanal. ¿Por qué? Porque tenemos que cuidar su hábitat. Lógicamente que eso no impida que el Estado pueda tener alguna actividad económica dentro de esas reservas.
The Congress stuck in a small clause which really undid the full protection which the law was providing for these people by saying that these reserves, these indigenous reserves, territorial reserves, which would be set up for uncontacted peoples, would have full protection unless there were projects in the national interest that had to take place in these areas. And that, of course, was the window that the government was looking for, which would allow gold mining, petroleum and gas, timber extraction, and so forth.
También es cierto de que en estos lotes petroleros que el Estado ha dado de concesión, en algunos casos se superponen a estas reservas territoriales. Y el ejemplo más claro es la reserva Cuacuapori Nahuananti, donde todos conocemos el gas de camisea que abastece a Lima, la costa y a casi todo el Perú. Ese gas es extraído de esta reserva Cuacuapori Nahuananti. Pero un ejemplo a seguir, porque se ha cumplido con los protocolos.
Coincidentally or not, in November 2010, an unprecedented event took place in this same reserve where the camisea gas is being extracted. A tribe of several dozen uncontacted natives were spotted when fleeing the habitat in which they had lived for centuries. Staff from the INDEPA decided to approach them in order to establish first contact.
El avistamiento de estos pueblos no contactados es en esa reserva, donde hay actividad petrolífica, donde ocupan una zona, pero cumpliendo los protocolos, el impacto es mitigado.
We've got more information and we've got photographs and things, not because they're necessarily moving out, but because people are moving in to the areas where they are. The last corners of the Peruvian Amazon are being occupied, and that exposes these isolated peoples immediately. And there's been cases along the Brazilian border of the isolated population on the Peruvian side moving across the border into Brazil. They've got nowhere else to go. They're on the run.
With a fully operational free trade agreement now in place, Garcia is still determined to exploit the Amazon's oil and gas potential. Contracts signed before the repealing of the unconstitutional laws have been kept in place, and several companies are already exploiting the vast oil plots.
Creo que la humanidad y las autoridades no tenemos el derecho de querer mantenerlos aislados a ellos. El mundo ha desarrollado, la sociedad ha desarrollado, la humanidad se ha desarrollado.
Están siendo empujados a están retrocediendo a sus últimos reductos, básicamente por la extracción maderera y el trabajo petrolero. A este paso, estos pueblos no contactados en un corto plazo lamentablemente pueden extinguirse, ¿no? No van a sobrevivir.